In the small village of Dundreville, three brothers are spurred into action when an ogre decides to raid the village, burn down the blacksmith shop, and claim two of the citizens. The Link brothers, rather than see their fair village taken advantage of, decided to head out to do some justice. However, upon returning triumphant, they find their village has been attacked and the majority of the folk has been kidnapped and possibly bound for slavery. The first step into the long, hard road that is adventuring is a dangerous one. But will the brothers become legends, or wind up dead, unarmored, in a ditch? Pathfinder Brothers. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
All right, so starting at 8 o'clock tonight,
woo!
We're going to be running the Brothers game, hopefully ending the prologue. Bum, bum, bum.
I'd like to toast all of those kobolds that we killed last time.
You did kill a lot.
And to the kobolds who almost killed us more than once.
That is true.
There's a lot of that, too.
For those about to rock, we salute you.
And for the Coca-Cola glass that is perfectly sized for holding an entire can of Coke.
My gosh, it's almost as though, like, they designed it that way.
Yeah. You know, marketers are not entirely idiots.
Just almost. Alright, well, you guys had smugly defeated the kobolds that were hiding in the ruins of the Temple of St. Gethier.
Die!
And you guys were walking your way back to town. That's right. Yeah, perhaps the most awkward face.
Like halfway chewing this cough drop, which you're not supposed to do, but well.
Okay. That was perhaps one of the best looks ever.
So anyway, we're walking back to the town.
Anyway, when you guys were
healing along the way, well, it's only like 3 hours walk, isn't it?
Yeah. As you guys are
still injured.
Walking your guys' way back. Eventually, Redman will flag down the mob of people. No. Ah, greetings, you three. Good to see you're still in one piece.
Yes, thankfully.
So far.
Well, reading over those papers that you gave me, I found something you guys may be interested in.
Oh.
Apparently, in the ruins of the basement of the temple, or cathedral, there's actually a secret passage that supposedly leads to Alexander the Bandit King's actual, you know, like, camp.
Oh, yeah, one of the...
That's where the kobolds came from, I think.
They did?
Wasn't that where we just were? And there was a collapsed tunnel?
Yes, they dug through that.
They made their own tunnel. It had nothing to do with
it.
All right, cool.
One of the bandits...
it's been a month.
one of the bandits showed us the hole.
Okay.
And to follow it through.
Okay. Well, I was just reminding you of it.
Well, thank you. We were making sure these people got here safe and sound.
Oh, we can... We'll do our best to escort them. If you're able to take out the bandits, then... The guard won't be as needed here. See, there's that face again.
Sorry, I'm chewing on my cough drop.
He has a cough drop chewing face, guys. You should see it.
Quick, someone take a like phone picture in photo bucket or something.
It's a mix between I'm taking a poo and holy crap, what did that monkey say to me?
What did that monkey say to you?
Eucalyptus flavor is interesting.
That's a very strange thing for a monkey to say. Usually he doesn't like you with this flavor.
Usually he dies after eating it. If it was a koala, it would be different.
Let's go, I'll have some eucalyptus and join some sort of eucalyptus cult. I don't think that's what koala bears sound like.
The monkey is eating the eucalyptus. That's why he's so...
But why would the monkeys have a eucalyptus cult?
Don't worry about it. So we're walking through a tent.
Technically, we're monkeys.
And...
Is our caravan back yet? I'm just curious.
Yes, they have finally arrived after... As you guys arrived.
Because I know when we left to the temple, they were just now turning back or something.
Oh, yes.
Back!
Oh, I'm so glad to see you all.
All of us?
Well, you two are nice to see, too.
Oh, okay.
As your girlfriend's like,
Hi.
There was no one to talk to. They didn't care about the interweavings of magic.
Oh, I learned to do a little bit of magic.
Ooh, time to go. Ooh, is that dancing lights?
Sure. I just meant I showed her my spell book.
Oh, okay.
I copied the thingy from...
You have very nice handwriting.
Oh, thanks.
Is that a tiny heart above your eye?
Don't look at that.
You're doodling on the side of a board.
Yeah, it's actually an anatomically correct heart.
Snoop goes, "Hey guys, I made a lock."
Oh.
Who wants
it? I pull out my little bundle of bed sheets, unwrap it carefully in front of him, and look forlornly down at the broken bits of my dancing broom.
That's sad.
You should find a mage or something to take a look at that. You have to have craft wondrous item.
I don't have mending either, anyway, so... Oh, wait, mending's zero.
I would take the lock, so long as it can only be opened with a single key. It then becomes useless after it opens.
I could make the key out of putty. No. So, we got a padlock, just in case you guys want it.
Ooh.
I assume it comes with a key.
Yeah, I got the key right here.
Cool.
Misha's like, "What happened to you three? I see you have a lot of stab wounds in your lower regions."
Kobolds.
Ooh. I didn't know that kobolds were quite that... vicious.
Well, when it's 10
I look down forlornly at the broken bits of my dancing broom again.
Aww. When it's 10-1 and they're all stabbing you with spears, you just kind of forget that guy.
Well,
there were 8 zombies? 2?
Yeah, I suppose there were zombies though, too.
And a sorcerer.
Wait a second, zombies?
Mm-hmm. Don't cross the line.
That's right. I remember now.
And bandits, but they didn't fight us.
No, yeah, actually we kind of made friends with them, didn't we? Oh, yeah. I made friends with one of them because he was either an elf or a half-elf.
Half-elf.
Mm-hmm. And half-elves have to stay together in Feralds because no one likes elves
no
here.
No one else will help them, so we may as well help each other.
Well, cookies?
I'll take
one. I take one of them, crumble it up, and throw it into one of my vials.
Milk.
Make it better.
It was the vial that used to have the bat guano in it.
So Dale, of course, you know, begins bandaging you guys, begins mothering you. Who all is down hit points?
I'm sure that I am.
I am.
I'm positive I must be. I can't remember how many I have. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm down to 2.
I'm down to 1.
You're down 2-1?
Yes.
All right, so basically what she does
is... Okay, so those two are limping. I'm... All right. I've taken 8.
I'm either down 1 or I'm down 2-1. I'm not sure which, actually.
Well, now that I think about it, that might be... I'm at 8.
I think it's probably you're at 8.
Yeah, because everyone except
we were all really trashed.
Yeah, the only one that was actually magically healed was him. Because I never asked the cleric to heal me.
Hmm?
Right. Yeah.
So she, of course, instantly...
Okay, so 1, 2, 8.
She lowers you fairly forcefully into beds, begins, you know, bandaging you guys. As your girlfriend's like, hey, I'm supposed to... I'm the mother at this camp. Go ahead and feed him the soup.
Okay.
I'm not your girlfriend.
Good cookies.
I sort of snuggle up close to the door.
Your brother's hitting on me.
I stood up for you.
I sat down for you.
Well, they... You guys lay around, I take it.
Yeah,
I... We're just going to heal up, I guess.
That was my plan.
You guys can't spend too long laying on your back. After all, Alexander will probably hear of the triple defeat he has suffered. Suffered.
Yeah, but then if he leaves his camp and then we get there and he's no one's there, we can steal all his stuff.
Can you hand me my dice?
I strongly doubt he'd leave all his stuff.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, so you've got 1 hit point?
Yep.
I figured we'd rest for this day, huh? Relax a little bit. We couldn't for a while.
For a while, level 2.
Yes, you're level 2.
I heal 4 every day if I get bandaged.
You get 5 hit points from healing.
Okay.
And where's the advanced player's guide?
Jerry had it.
Oh. I totally didn't register that I had it in my brain. My bad.
You had it
in your brain? No, and you took it out of your hand?
Parsing. Okay, sorry. Parsing. I didn't realize that I had it in my brain. I realized that I didn't have it.
Okay.
Ba-na-na-na. Where was that?
Breathing for?
It's a feat.
Oh, okay. I'll be at half health tomorrow.
He said, hopefully.
Well, yeah, as long as we don't do something.
Right.
I assume we're resting and we're okay to rest.
Well, you guys are at camp now, so yes, this is a safer place. Well, I guess.
Well, we're at camp just outside of town.
Yeah. Where was that feat? Damn it.
Hey, if this is Dragon Age, camp only gets attacked like one time, so...
It's true.
Yeah, so now you guys really badass level at that time, so...
Clearly this location is safe anymore.
You just sprayed Kool-Aid on me.
We need to move on to another camp that looks exactly the same. They'll never know we're there then.
Well, speaking of, actually, unless you're... If you're the...
I didn't realize.
The woods elf.
Huh?
Your buddy that goes in from your origin story, he actually comes into your camp and attacks you at one time.
He does?
Who?
Your buddy, if you're in a wood elf.
A Dalish.
Oh, if you're Dalish.
Why? Because he's like possessed or something?
In the beginning sequence, you and your friend are out hunting and you come across.
Oh, yes, I played through it. I played through the beginning.
He comes back as one of those people that's not possessed, but. The people who have, like, been in contact with Darkspawn and they're, like, crazy.
Oh, they get the lunacy or whatever it is.
I forget what it's called now.
I understand. Do you have to kill him?
You can kill him. I think you have a choice. I don't remember. Hmm. It wasn't me.
You want to be gobsmacking evil and rape his corpse after your finish?
Amanda told me about it, so I don't really know.
Oh, okay.
Because she was the... Data shelf.
Where'd you get these?
Where'd I get what?
These.
That's a Gen Con die. I don't remember where it is, therefore I guess not. Okay. Alright.
Were you
looking? Was it a healing feat?
It's a feat where basically instead of healing 2 times, you heal 3 times or 4 times. I'm trying to remember what that feat was and where it was located.
Improved heal?
I looked in there and it wasn't there.
Huh. Want me to look? You can continue here.
Sure. So.
So yes, we heal up until we're ready. Let's see. Did we finish all the mini quests? There was the one out in the forest. We killed the fairy that was causing the fungus to override the forest's natural growth.
Retrapped him.
We beat up all the kobolds and released our mother.
Mm-hmm.
The big gem rock elemental came in.
Garkank?
Yes, Garkank saved its
lover.
Gem lover. My brain's going places.
Did you save our father?
We did. Yes. Yeah.
He was actually one of the first ones you guys
saved. Yeah, he was in the forest.
Okay.
Because he was being held by the bandits.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Right, so we did that as well.
And we saved our mom from the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the kobolds and the zombies and stuff. So, now, did we ever get back the anvil?
Yes.
Yeah,
we got it back from the ogre.
That was, like, the second session,
well,
dude.
Yeah. I couldn't remember if we brought it with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're like, are you kidding me?
So now we have just to track down.
Yeah, Alexander.
Yeah.
Because since you guys have done so much damage to Alexander, you can bet Alexander's going to do something back to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And since Alexander was behind all the kidnappings, all the slave trading, all the... It's time to take him down. Or you guys could leave him there. I mean, it'd be really funny if you guys just went, we kicked all your dudes' asses, so...
We're pretty much a peon now, so if you want to come after us, I mean, have fun, but enjoy your miserable life. See ya.
Douche.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
Well, honestly, we've cut off the body, now there's just the head left.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in effect, is like cutting off the head, but whatever.
Essentially, yes. But we've, instead of
sever an animal at the neck, have you cut off the head or cut off the body?
Is the body half empty or half full?
Is the body without a head or the head without a body?
So, I mean, right now, my character is probably thinking to himself, all right, party's over, we've saved the day, everybody's safe.
My character tactically is probably thinking, this guy's going to be pissed at us, we should probably take care of him before he, you know, does more damage.
Because, I mean, right now, I'm like, okay, we should probably... Well, just remember,
I know it has been over a month, but this character, whoever he was, has actually gotten enough bandits together that he can raid... towns.
Yes, that means he's not just some peon.
All the bandits are usually roving around in bands of about 10. And you got the group that attacked your guys' town was well over 100.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Afton's like, I don't like working. Why would I like going out of my way to go take somebody down that I don't even know?
Hey, you can take a feat that says pass as human.
As human?
You get plus 10 out of your disguise to look like a human.
Huh.
Just saying. You have to be half elf, half orc, or halfling.
Ah, so it is
halfling?
It is race specific.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just really short.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you're a child.
You're a child, yeah.
Mm.
Or... because, of course, dwarves are not the same thing. You're a midget.
That's BPC.
Oh, sorry. You are a little person.
There you go. Thank you. Don't send me hate mail. To our one listener. Maybe two. Nope, wait, we just lost him. We're back down to one. All right.
We just gained a new one.
No. Ah, there we go.
They became disinterested. Okay.
We're taking too long. We're sorry.
All right, well, I
don't blame us. We're just Po-Kanesians.
Afton will go with you if you guys decide that you're going to go after Alexander, but he's not going to instigate it himself.
I want to go after him.
As do I. We need to crush any remaining resistance.
I play an ode especially to crushing the resistance.
I doubt. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Oh, sorry. That's crushing the
resistance. Just by looking at what he managed to do, he's probably going to do it again. But try and be more effective with it.
Unfortunately, LucasArts shows up and
confiscates my Hockery. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to play that anymore.
I'm sorry, that's a trademark. Here's a 10 gold piece fine, and we're taking your Ocarina.
Crap.
Or we can take you back behind these trees and beat you.
I take back my Ocarina indignantly.
Now, let's go finish making another Jar Jar Binks spinoff film.
Dude, Tingle is the Jar Jar Binks of the Zelda series. I don't know why they made a game about him.
Why did episodes 1, 2, and 3 exist?
Well, more like, why did they suck? Because actually, the story behind them is decent.
The script was terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not really why did they exist, it's why were they so bad.
I can say why in number 1 it sucked.
Annie!
Jar Jar.
You're breaking my heart!
Because you wanna know why? Darth Maul was perhaps one of the most badasses.
I love Darth Maul.
Oh yeah, he was sexy. Number 2...
He died at the end.
I know.
Well yeah. That's so sad. I expected it.
Darth Maul died, damn it! We want everyone else to die!
Why couldn't Jar Jar die?
They made him a senator for no reason. Why can't they make him a Jedi for no reason? That sounds like a better idea.
I think...
No, I fully stand by the fact that I am proud that Jar Jar became a senator. Because Jar Jar Binks was the downfall of the Republic. He destroyed the Republic.
Yeah.
He gave Senator Palpatine, or Chancellor Palpatine, wartime powers.
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks was the downfall of democracy.
He also began, like, the Empire.
Yeah.
There's Fast Healer.
When Jar Jar Binks walks into the room.
No, that's
not. I could see Jar Jar in like black eye makeup, like eyeshadow. He looks all goth.
Do not associate the badass Vader with a putz like Jar Jar.
Yeah, but Jar Jar enabled him to be created.
No. Not Vader. Palpatine, yes. Vader, no.
But he
Vader is his own motherfucker.
He enabled Palpatine, and in turn, that gave Palpatine the power to enable Vader.
Dude, Palpatine already had the power.
You know what we're doing right now? We're having a conversation about a game that we're not playing.
Nerd!
It's like, technically, I wouldn't say there was Jar Jar that gave him the power, because he was going to take it anyway, and he was already...
Palpatine wins, no matter who wins.
He was already a corrupted Anakin.
So, after I get back from behind the trees, being beaten by LucasArts, so what's the plan?
You okay? You look like you have some bruises.
Womp, 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 womp.
You were singing a bad song to J-Lo again, right? So I heard what happened last time you did that.
I told her to say something in Chinese and said it was hot.
The married man is macking on everyone. Anywho.
So.
Well, considering we don't have a layout, as far as we know, this tunnel leads to where he is located. If that's the case, that means he can easily go through it himself. Mm-hmm. So okay. If he wanted to team up with his men, or if he was expecting, I don't know, a letter of saying we did this, we succeeded, or whatever, and it never arrived, or he sent a runner, and then they learn of it, then he's probably going to learn of what happened pretty quickly. So okay. We will have to be quick about this, I'm thinking. However, we don't have a layout to go by.
Well,
here's what we should do. I should shear and sell my sheep to buy enough healing potions to heal ourselves up to maximum, and then we should charge into the tunnel haphazardly, avoiding all nonsense like traps and stuff like that. And then just storm the castle. Ready, go.
I don't think you have enough sheep.
She's pregnant.
I'm not going to wait that long.
We could have a little ewe soon.
I could prepare some monster tomorrow. And that could get us a decent amount of healing. A tad more than a potion would give us. And it's for free.
And
I just have to use the spell slot.
You know, listen, we can bring a couple people with us. Huh? Now that everyone's here safe and next to the town, we don't have to worry about them. We can bring Nisha and Moot with us. So if there are any traps and if we any minor healing, and
yes,
she's actually also really good with the bow.
I vote we leave one, maybe two people back at the camp. Or I mean near the city or whatever you want to call it. Or we could go talk to those dudes at the tower. We could try and see if they'd be able to shack up with them for a while. Because they haven't got anything going on. They may as well have some buddies to talk to. Dude's lonely.
Hey, the guard we hired can go back to his post and talk to the...
Yeah, he already did.
He did that a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
They're both there now.
I forgot about that.
It's okay, it's
along
been a while.
Redman.
So, you know, we could pull a favor and be all like, dude, do you want to watch our stuff and our one guy while we take everybody else with us?
Could.
Well, probably one girl.
Just...
Newt's the only girl.
Our one party member.
Yeah. You only have three party members.
Yeah.
Dayla, Misha, and Newt. And, oh, sorry, and
four.
Anyadrea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyadrea's also there. So you got a level one rogue, a level one wizard, and a level two druid.
And?
An expert.
Yeah. An expert commoner. Although, actually, she's just a pure expert now that I think about it. Okay, here we go.
Yes. What we can do is we can just have...
Let's leave the expert commoner at the camp and take the rest of them with us. Or at the tower with the guards.
Well, she doesn't have to stay at the tower, but...
Wherever.
She can just stay in town.
Yeah.
We can put... Well, since we're all talking about you guys want to come over here so I like talking behind you guys in the back?
We're not talking behind their backs. We're talking in front of their backs.
Sure.
I figured they were all here.
Well, yeah, they're all around. We're talking with them.
Now, where did I... There's Newt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's a fun-looking gnome.
There are some mage people up on the deck.
Okay. I'm not looking for mage people.
Oh. You're not?
Oh, damn it, that's right. I don't have Andrea. Oh, no, that's why.
I like her sword. Why is her bow weird?
What do you mean?
Well, look at how it's bent.
It's metal.
Let me see.
Would you like me to fix it?
It's metal.
So?
Oh.
Is that a no?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine the way it is.
That's a, you touch my mini, I break your fingers.
Okay. That's fair. Whatever.
Because if you look at it, it's attached to this.
Right, so you can't
so
bend
unless
that
you,
part.
So unless you want to bend this part.
That's what I'm talking about.
In which case, it would probably bend at our hand.
Not if you put the pressure in the right places, but I understand. That's fine.
Sorry, Evie.
And we're back from our commercial break.
Yarn.
Coke. It's awesome when it's not bad.
No, Coke's just nasty. I'm a Pepsi man.
Yeah, Pepsi.
Which is weird, because you have a case of it on your table.
Because that was on sale. And oh. We're poor, broke college kids.
Yes, yes, well. All right, so...
Student loans suck.
Seriously.
I'm sitting back drawing a picture of all of us, except for... Who's the...
Dayla.
Dayla, except for Dayla. Dayla's off in a corner of the page,
making roast chicken for the soldiers.
Yes. So the plan is that everyone here, except for Dayla, will head off to...
They're stick figures. They're not even stick figures. I make it look like they're doing naughty things to each other.
Head bandage is located.
Okay.
That way, we'd have the skills to possibly handle any situation he throws at us. And also, I assume we would assign you Dayla to an inn, you know, just hanging out here all by your lonesome.
Okay.
You can run around the town, talk to the guardsmen if you wish.
Ooh.
What?
Nothing.
You can make friends. I'm not keeping you from that.
What? It was an orc hiding in the bushes. Go away. See? Right there.
You noticed that?
What? Okay. Alright, so basically you guys are going to gather up Newt, Misha, and Anudreya and storm in force.
Go! I don't think I have any more Cure Light potions. Should we stop off in the town and buy something?
Yes.
Because we have enough gold, we could probably do something with it.
Is this the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we'll assume it's the next day.
Because you guys had paid that one guy to go get you potions.
Right.
He bought potions, you guys promptly drank all those potions.
Yes, mm-hmm. We did.
Okay, well, how much is it per Cure Light? 50?
50.
So, I'm going
to... And the physician is happy to brew them for you.
I'm going to give you... Oh, the physician. Well, then that works, then, because he doesn't hate my guts. So he won't mark it up. Will he? Did he mark it up before?
No.
For me?
No.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah. I'm going to give you 150, because I don't know how bad this will be.
All right. I'll probably get two myself.
So that puts me down to 171 gold. I need a pencil. Where are the pencils?
That's a good question. Where are the pencils?
So you're buying
three. Ask yourself
three,
an existential question.
Yeah. So
I'm buying three.
Okay, so that's...
All of your erasers are hard.
Oh, thank you.
Where's the pencil sharpener, please? Is there a pencil sharpener?
There should be one over there.
Why don't you use mechanical pencils?
Why don't I use a mechanical
pencil? Like this one.
Like that one. See, you should have just got me a pencil one. Easier on us all.
Okay. Then I assume I'll buy one, that way we all have one. Or are you guys wishing to hoard them for yourselves?
No. Well, I'm keeping them on myself because I know how easily I lose hit points. But
okay,
if you need it, I'm fine
so
to
you're,
share.
You're hoarding it for yourself. You...
mine are... Well, I mean, they're mostly for me if I need it, but if someone else needs it, I'll give them it.
Well, that's pretty much anyone's.
Yeah.
To basically everyone's buying them for it. Buying them for themselves.
Okay. Are Misha, Newt, or Anudreya buying them for themselves?
No, they don't have any money for potions. You guys haven't given them any money.
Okay. Then in that case, I bought three. I will give one to Anudreya because she's the weakest out of all three of them.
She is the best.
So there you go. I'll give one to her. I have two left.
Have you copied this? Here, you can copy my book.
I'll do that when we actually have some downtime.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Then I'll buy two and give it to those two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, so do I have to stay here?
At least in the town. Redmond's very nice. You can go to the state, say you're friends with us. They'll let you move around. Everyone's friendly up there. Alamar, Lord Tyra.
You guys are going back to the cathedral, though.
Yeah. A few hours walk. We don't know how long the tunnel is.
Could be days.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go ahead and stay here with all the horses.
No. Would you rather change his diapers?
You wear diapers?
No.
I bet he does wear diapers. He stinks sometimes.
Yeah.
It's called sweat.
No, there are some days you just stink.
Okay, it's called being a man.
Manly. Is there a feat in there that it's called manly stench?
Man stench. Only the only way to fight it is Axe Bond Spray.
It's almost like the troglodyte.
Shh! I'm sneaking.
That crap.
What's that? It's like he could.
Ah, what is that?
He's not quite big enough to have horrendous minuses.
Hey, even that guy with horrendous minuses managed to hide pretty damn well.
Well, he gets bonuses for being in a swamp.
He got bonuses for being in a swamp. In addition, he had max ranks. He had 26 hit die. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get underway then. All right. Unless you guys want to buy anything else before we take off.
Let me see what I have.
I guess I should write down the two potions I bought instead of just marking out.
Two cure lights.
Should I mark down that Anidrea has a cure light? Or do we just remember that she does?
She has a cure light.
Okay.
Basically, she has one cure light. That's all I need to know.
Okay.
They all do.
Oh, okay. Then they all have it. How about her dog?
Yes.
Wait. How do they all have cure lights? Did you buy one for
them? Yes, I bought them.
Okay.
For them.
Double, toil and travel.
I will buy some rations, just in case this does take longer than we expect.
Okay. Now remember, it's, what was it, 5 silver for a trail ration?
I think so.
Something ridiculously high like that. We're charging you $50 for trail rations today.
What? Did tax go up?
It's called the adventurer's tax. Yep, 5 silver pieces for a pound of trail rations.
And that lasts a week?
It lasts a day.
Oh yeah, a day.
Mm-hmm. 5 silver per day.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. How many trail rations are you buying? Just enough for yourself?
Yeah.
The first day's worth of trail rations are considered to always have 1 day worth of trail rations at the start of any adventure because of Dela. Because of Dela.
Serve me, wench.
She prepares food for you guys.
I just better hope that I don't come back and find that my sheep has been made into dinner.
Meh. Basically, I'm guessing you probably left that. Your parents take that.
What? Oh, well.
They actually have a ranch, you know.
It's true. But I liked keeping Ordona around.
Okay, well, she can stay here and watch your sheep.
Yay! Because I'd like to start a small flock. It would be fun.
The little Nancy elf is starting a flock of sheep.
La 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 la.
Okay.
Wow, the little Nancy elf.
That is true. You are the little Nancy elf of the group.
Yes, I am. Okay. Before we go off, I would also like to see if I can stop off at like
some location of arcaneness and see if they can do anything about my broom.
Location of arcaneness?
Yes, is there like a wizard's anything?
Not here.
Oh, wait. Isn't magic looked upon as taboo?
Yes.
That's right. My bad. I have Anidrea look at it and see if she can do anything with it.
She doesn't.
My master might be able to do something about it. He's out at the war. It's spring, you know, so of course.
Okay, well.
Or summer.
I wrap it up in bundles and set it forlornly in the little wagon.
Maybe I'll take craft wondrous item when I'm old enough.
Okay.
I'm just a little baby red wizard right now.
Well, little Walt will have to wait a while before he gets made back into a real boy.
Alright.
Alright.
Well, if it's only 5 silver for trailer rations, I may as well get it too, just in case. So there's 39. Alright, what else?
Are you guys just banking on being able to finish up before... Well, she can actually scavenge for these three, so...
Right.
Don't worry about those guys.
Alright.
Misha can beat them.
Alright, let's go.
I just bought some trailer rations just in case.
Well, you can keep them around for the next adventure.
It's not like they go bad.
Right.
I bought this a year ago. Oh, my dude. It's stuck in the trail ration.
Oh, you didn't need that tooth anyway. It was bound to come out. You just saved yourself a dentist bill. And what's the plan here? Just charge into the castle like we were saying, or
we don't know where it is.
We don't know what it is.
All right.
We just know it's a camp.
Well, then in that case, we may as well just go and explore and find out what
like we said, we go down this tunnel and see where it leads us.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sounds good.
You guys head into the tunnel. You guys, it's kind of a narrow passageway. It's actually about 10 feet wide, but it's fairly narrow and fairly short. It's obviously designed so that you kind of have to... Well, I won't say obviously designed. This is a natural cave system. At its shortest, getting to a little under 5 feet. At its tallest point, getting to about 5.5 feet. The entire... Well, once you guys, you know, kind of walk a ways, maybe a few hundred feet, you guys notice that there's a substantial drip. And you guys kind of, you know, put your hand up there, you can feel the raging river above you guys. You guys are walking under the river.
Well, this is unsettling.
I say we leave explosives. Come back just in case.
I assume we feel rock and not, like, rushing water.
Yeah, you feel rock.
Okay.
But it's like, actually thin enough that you can feel the water above it.
I see. It'd just be kind of creepy if we put our hands up into water. Like, oh, some kind of magical pocket of air underneath the water. This is bizarre.
And as to be expected, there's no real light sources down here. So you have light, so I assume it's just
me. I do have the copper, the clay lamp.
Me.
Light.
Ooh. I don't have to use any oil. That's awesome.
You're cheating. You're stealing money. His parrot attacks you. Sorry. As you guys are walking down the passageway, eventually it forks off. Fork in the road.
Right. Did he tell us to go left or right?
You say he.
The bandit.
The bandit told us something? Relating to this passage?
Yes. He's the one that told us this leads us to Alexander.
I say we split up.
It's been a month. No, actually, it's been a month and a half since we talked to that guy.
Mm-hmm. High we go right?
That's very high.
All
right. Listen the best we could.
Or you can we feel anything. A breeze coming from either one of them?
Give me perception checks. Perception in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ah.
Perception.
19.
Push back.
11.
20.
20. Vanisha, Newt, and Anya.
One of them notices.
Newt goes. I smell bandits that way.
All right, let me go that way.
All right.
Wow.
As you guys are walking for another few hundred feet.
Just for the record, which one did we take?
The right passage.
Okay.
No, we took the wrong passage.
You two could swear you hear someone behind you.
I always feel like that when I'm walking, though.
Especially in a cave system.
Yeah, so way, way back, or maybe closer, or you kind of hear the of someone coming after you. You guys have probably walked a good half mile underneath the ground at this point.
Dancing lights make it go far as far back as it can go.
It only goes back like 30 feet.
I think it's
a close spell.
Yes,
it's 60.
60 feet back, there's no one there.
Okay. That's all I needed.
Wee, 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 wee.
You two are sure there's someone back there.
Okay, I'm going to stop everyone.
What?
All you hear is dog breathing. There's a wolf and a dog.
Wait, there's a wolf and a dog?
His familiar.
I don't have a familiar.
No. Oh yeah, that's true.
Come on.
I have my favorite weapon.
Oh. Pablo is your favorite weapon?
No.
I wield my attack, Corgi. Evie, up.
Up, up.
I
was talking about her dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you said, hush, the wolf looked at her and went, or look at you guys.
I was thinking of my ranger, which I'm not playing yet.
So I assume that means we don't hear anything else.
No, when you go, just you still hear... But they're obviously a ways off.
Farther than 60 feet.
Definitely farther than 60 feet.
Yes.
Ooh, I know. Let's keep walking, but we'll have Newt lay a trap behind us.
An
alarm trap or something.
They might be, like, nice people.
Just an alarm trap. Just so we know.
So, but you want me to have, like, a trip wire and some pots or something?
Or a bell or whatever.
Do you have that?
I could try and fashion up something. Won't be great.
As long as it just makes a little bit of noise.
Yeah, just something to catch them so that we know how far back they are.
I'm going to extinguish my light briefly to see if they have a light.
Suddenly it's pitch black for all of you.
Not me. I'm good.
So the people back...
Why are...
You don't have light.
Yeah. You guys are in pitch darkness.
So they...
you hear Anyadre?
They don't have light?
No.
Oh. Put it back on.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
We're in a creepy tunnel underneath the giant raging river.
Yeah. All right.
She's afraid of the dark, isn't she?
That's why I have light memorized. I don't have to worry about the dark.
Yep.
Why aren't you lighting the way?
Because you're lighting the way?
Yeah. I had to make sure whoever's back there didn't have light.
Hey, the one.
Because if they had light, they could probably
get a trap. Got a bell trap. It'll ring, and in these stone tunnels, and it'll probably go off.
Okay.
Now let's just hope it's not the dripping of water or something.
Oh, well, something like that shouldn't set off my tripwire.
No, I'm just saying, I'm making sure that's not the sound.
So, we'll keep walking and keep track of how far we go before something...
Okay, yeah, we're counting our steps.
Yes.
Okay. You guys walk for another good... probably half mile, so another... 10-15 minutes when you guys hear a dong gong 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 of the bell going off in this nice giant echoey tunnel.
Sounds like they hit your trap, Newt.
There you go.
Wow.
Someone's following us.
They're kind of far behind us.
But how far are we gone?
You've now gone over a mile underneath the earth.
Been walking for 15 minutes.
It was a half mile ago.
About 7 or 8 minutes. It's kind of hard to tell because, you know, you don't measure to the sun. It's just kind of a general feel.
Okay.
And she's actually accurate enough she can keep track of time like that.
All right. Well, okay. So there's somebody coming our direction, not necessarily interested in being directly behind us, but, of course, in a cave. That's...
It's possible they may not know we're here. Could just be another bandit.
True. Or it could be Dayla?
That's what I was thinking.
I strongly doubt it. She wouldn't come out here by herself.
She's not by herself.
Especially with no light, I guess.
Yeah, she's 10 minutes behind us. That's by herself. Especially in a cave.
Oh, well,
we can't stand.
Yeah.
Right, well, good call.
She's probably slowly going along the walls, since she had no light.
Yeah, that's just stupid. Why would you come in here without no light?
I don't know.
And she's a smart woman.
If she was all the way down
here. And just to let you guys know, the tunnel has been twisty and turning. It's not just like one giant straight line.
Right.
Yeah.
So they could very well have light, but, you know, about half a mile away underneath the earth.
Probably not going to shine too far.
Yeah, you're not going to see it.
Yeah.
If she was down here, if she was looking for us, we would probably hear her calling for us or something.
Unless she was trying to be sneaky.
She isn't. She's not very sneaky.
No.
She's not the quiet type. Really.
No. So maybe it's not her.
Yeah.
Do you want me to lay a real trap? Well, I guess I don't really have time for a real trap.
No.
Well, unless we want to... Since we've been walking for a while, you guys want to find a spot to rest and see if they come to us?
If we can find some sort of alcove or some such.
Or at least a part of the tunnel that might be a little wider than the rest of it.
Mm. Yes.
Alright. Well, you guys will continue on for a little bit. And fall right into my trap. And by trap, I mean plot. Bum, bum, bum. Fight! Squeakle, 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 squeakle. Squeaky, squeaky, squeakle, 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 squeakle.
I assume we're hiding there?
Squeakle, squeakle. Squeakle, squeakle. Squeakle, squeakle. Squeakle, squeakle. Squeakle, schmeagle. Alright, so you guys kind of get to this point. You're always up in front, being in everyone's face as per usual. With
Remember, he's the light source. Hmm?
Yeah, so he's also up front. Then we have these two. Then we have Newt, the dog in the rear, and on your Drea. Alright, so as you guys are kind of walking up here, your light, you can actually kind of see this area, but the thing you guys notice is a light source coming out of this area. You guys can actually hear talking at this point. This is so dumb. How long do we have to sit out here? Well, would you rather be back in town? Yes, I'd rather be back in town. Why? They're all douche monkeys in there. Yeah, well, at least it's not sitting out here on guard duty. Dude, it's not like I like the other bandits either. Would you two stop bickering and just shut up? Well, we're passing the time. Look, do I have to stab both of you guys? Shut up! Just play your damn cards. Oh yeah, look at that. Five aces. Five aces, you cheating son of a bitch! That's about what you hear coming out of this area.
All right, let's see. What's the range increment on a rock?
It's a thrown weapon, so it has a range increment of 10 feet. Then every past the first 10 feet, it's a minus 2.
We don't want to grab their attention.
We don't?
No. Because if you're planning on throwing a rock right there, which I'm thinking you are... By the way,
I know, it's wrong, listen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're going to look over there and grab their weapons.
Get the fire beetle off the table.
And all their armor. And be prepared for a fight.
I suppose that's true.
It's eating the sauce. Dude. That's the last sausage. Dude.
Okay, well, what do you want to do? Ambush him?
Yeah. Best we can.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Who's the sneakiest out of all of us?
Newt.
All right, well, let's have Newt come in and, like, see if he can get past him and engage him in conversation looking the other direction.
I want to engage them in conversation.
I don't know, just so that we have... I don't know. Whatever.
How about Snoop? Just sneak up around the corner and see if we can see. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Three of them. One fire beetle. Table. With some cards. A few supplies.
Is there very much room around them?
Hmm?
Is it like a big cave, or is there very much room around them at all?
There's some room, yeah.
I assume
it. Does the ceiling get any taller?
Yes.
Do they just have short swords on them?
Look like it.
Okay.
Are there any...
They did have their bucklers on them, though.
Are there any means of escape? Do they have a way out?
No.
You guys walk in and encounter an ice shelf.
Whoa.
I didn't think it was that cold.
I just bought these, so I really want to use them.
Yes. They look very cool.
That's an alchemist lab and a library.
This giant pit, you want to put in front of it?
You guys walk in and encounter an alchemy lab.
Oh, good. I can.
They're gambling inside an alchemy lab.
I can practice my alchemy.
Where was it?
What the crap is that?
That is a whirlpool. I don't know. Probably a whirlpool.
Mm-hmm. Or a magical portal or something.
Could be.
Okay.
It's probably meant to be several different things. Like it could be.
Where is that tiny table?
Ready for a tiny table?
Yeah. It's one of these. There's a statue.
There's a lever.
Ah, here we go.
Another statue. There's a ladder.
Alright.
There's a dead body. You want to put that in there too?
I don't need a dead body right now.
Not yet.
I have enough of those lying around here. Alright. Although it did actually look slightly shaped.
Shaped how?
Like someone had actually done some work on it.
Oh.
It's actually round.
Ish.
Yeah. So. Who's going in first?
Well, I would like to do a jump attack if I can. And all I need for that is, like, what, 10 feet?
Mm-hmm. And that's the torch right there.
So, I could hit that first guy right there.
Okay.
It's their guards. We probably want to take him down really quick.
Yeah.
We should know.
That goes pretty quick in here.
Okay.
One of us may want to extinguish their torch.
But then we can't see.
They can't either.
So no one benefits. And then they start yelling.
I would have to agree with your younger brother. Alright. Can our listeners hear us when we're whispering?
That's a good question.
Whisper, whisper, whisper.
Anya Drea, do you have any... like, spells that would cause them to become blind or deaf or...
I didn't memorize sleep.
Okay.
Sorry. I have major.
That's good. That's very good. Okay, who wants to go in first?
I think we'll need somebody to keep them from escaping.
Do we need at least two of us?
Okay. So why don't I go in first, and then you, and probably... What's our druid's name again?
Misha.
So I think you and Misha could probably block the way.
In all honesty...
Oh, Misha uses a bow.
Yes. I would have Misha stay back here, okay, along with Andrea.
Okay.
And also, if someone does come down the tunnel, they will be able to spot them.
Right.
Especially Misha.
Okay.
She has good eyes. Good keen call. Senses. The three of us
so then
can work to block the path and take right. them out. Newt can help...
maneuver in and out.
Yeah, maneuver.
Because he's smaller, he can go...
between our legs.
Yeah, he can go in and out of our spaces.
Go ahead and give me a perception check, guys.
Crap on it!
Are you rolling too?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I got first double digit.
10.
Okay, I rolled a 2, but at least now I know which die I can trust.
19? 18. 18? You saw, just kind of rounding one of the corners of the bend, someone holding a torch, and then the torch go out. Like, the torch got put out. Like, as soon as they saw your light, they put out their light.
I see. How far back is that?
A couple hundred feet.
Okay.
That's probably the patrol.
The people are a couple hundred feet behind us. The people who follow us.
Let's see, a couple hundred.
Okay, then we have to move quickly.
Yeah, how many, let's see.
Let's move up to...
How many rounds is that running?
We move the light.
Like 3 or 4?
Okay, crazy guys.
Two.
Two, yeah.
Oh, okay.
At a full out, well, I wouldn't allow a full out sprint, so about 2 or 3 rounds, yes. Because okay. It does kind of wind and turn.
Alright, tell you what. Let me go in first with a jump attack. You guys follow, and I'll head off to the right.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'll make room so that they can come up and we'll spread out the attacks so that you can get into melee and I can flank.
Okay.
Alright. Now the way this is going to work is you guys need to give me a stealth check. The DC is 15. If you beat a 15, basically you get to act in the surprise round, which is a single standard action. Because basically this is to catch them unaware.
What?
Nope.
Crap. You know what? I'm going to bet you that. Suck on a friggin'...
Newt succeeds purely because of size.
I have to roll a 17.
Well, you are attempting to sneak up on someone. Clank. Clank. Clank.
Clank. Necessarily, but it's whatever.
I got a 19.
All right. So, you'll be able to act in the surprise round, as will Newt. As basically, they kind of go, did you hear a clanking? Is someone going to ambush us? Holy crap! And let's go ahead and just do initiatives to get it out of the way now.
Okay.
Okay.
Misha, Newt...
If I declare that I want to go first, can I just go first?
Hmm?
I mean, not in terms of them. I'm talking about among the rest of us.
They'd basically have to hold for you.
Okay.
Jay, what'd you get?
A 1, but if you add my bonus, that becomes a 3.
Ryan?
6.
Jessica?
9.
Misha goes on a 21 when she gets to act. Newt gets to go on a 17 when he gets to act, and Anya Dre gets to go on a 16 when they get to act. The bandits get to go on a 7, and the fire beetle gets to go on a 12. Alright, so Ryan and Newt. Newt gets to go first, so he goes, leans around the corner and goes, and he's targeting the back guy back here. He'll have some penalties, but he will miss. And he kind of goes, "Get the guy back! He's got the horn!"
Okay.
Right.
And what is this?
Those are crates with supplies in them.
Okay.
Well,
they are now fresh out of sausage because the fire beetle just ate the last one.
So much for the plan.
Well, I mean, that's as far as I can go.
Okay.
Standard action?
Standard turn. Anyway. And so who are you swinging at?
I guess the fire beetle?
Okay.
Not gonna cast any spells?
All I have is Mage Armor and Summon Monster 1.
Well, Summon Monster 1 would be useful.
I'm saving that for the moment. I mean, you know, for like the boss battle or something. Or, you know, when we're all low on health and need it.
Summon a cleric?
Yeah.
We're all still low on health.
You guys healed 4 hit points.
We have potions. Alright. Well, anyway. That's it. 15.
15? 15 will hit the flat-footed fire beetle.
What did the beetle ever do?
It ate the last sausage.
Well, that's something the bandits can worry about.
The fire beetle stands as you stab it, and it goes, great! Alright, top of the actual round. First we go with Misha. Since they're still flat-footed, you... Is it the back one? Yes, the back one. Twang.
She's not used to these caves. They're really small.
What do you think I am? A dwarf? No, I'm a ranger. An elven ranger, no less. An elven druid. I need to be outside.
Even she gets confused.
The wolf.
The druid and the ranger are too close together.
The wolf isn't bright enough. It just attacks the nearest one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hits.
Uh-huh.
Trips.
Trips him out of his chair.
Doing 2. Newt! That will actually hit. Oh! Is he within 30 feet? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25!
Does he have a sneak attack?
Rogue.
Oh, they're still an expert, my bad.
6. Ow! Alright. I want to make sure these guys are the same that I'm thinking of. No, I'm not throwing a prisoner against you guys. That would be strange and kinky. Okay. Here we go. Oh, these guys actually have quarter staffs. That's funny. Okay. Now we go from... 17 down to 16.
One in back. The one in back with the whore.
You want me to go back? Okay. She'll fire her piddly crossbow. Hitting. Is this how I shoot it? Twang! Thud! Ow!
Yes!
Nice shot.
2. Owie.
It's at 8 now.
Oh! Gee! Then we go down to 12, which is the fire beetle. Gets up on its hind legs.
This is why I attacked you first. I would have left him alone.
The fire beetle just ate a sausage. It's still hungry for fresh meat.
And his pincers puncture your lung.
Ow.
Because that one just sounds cool. All right. 4 and 3 is 7 points of damage. And you will begin to drown in 3 rounds.
Oh, in your own blood. Nice.
You need a DC 20 fortitude save each round to end the effect. As your lung begins to fill up with your own blood.
Okay.
How lovely.
Well, that was the epic fire beetle's turn.
Epic kobolds, epic fire beetles.
Jessica.
Apparently,
well, this is
death from below.
Huh?
All the small creatures.
They go on to 7, you go on to 9. She's counting.
Even a double move, I can't reach him.
So pull out your ranged weapon, and then drop it next round.
You could. You could shoot him with your composite bow and hope to take him out.
I could. Fear and new spells.
Hey, I don't.
Yeah, don't worry.
Your brother looks like he's in pain.
That's what he gets for going after the beetle. I doubt that hits.
10?
Yeah.
10 will not hit. You only have a 10? No? Yeah, I guess you do only have a 10. Okay. Just barely, though.
Let's see if you're getting better. No. I want to try and think about it before the horn goes off, but evidently not.
Alright, his turn. Let's see if he gets his performance instrument. Yes. Yeah, this guy will attempt to stand up. He will stand up. Go ahead and take your attack of opportunity, Ryan. The wolf will actually miss.
That's 14.
Wait, did I establish that their AC is prone when they're getting up?
I don't know.
What did I establish?
I think so.
Alright, then yes, both of you will hit the poor dude.
Probably trip him back down. That's why it was so dangerous going against wolves, because they just had to hit your flat-footed AC and they'd trip you again.
Mm-hmm.
That means you never stood up. That means you had to
take he does not beat the CMD.
Yeah. 8.
So he's up to 10. And he takes another 6, which killed him. Whoa, man! Whoa! You attempt to beat with his quarterstaff.
Foot.
Poking the dog. Back! 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 Bad dog! Bad dog! 3-5. All right, Ryan.
I have a question.
Hmm.
When do I act?
3. Next. Oh,
what was Ryan?
6.
Oh.
I heal 6.
Go ahead and give me your 4-2 save. 4-2
DC
24.
20. Okay, sorry.
You said 24? What?
I heard 24.
I can't make that. Actually, I can if I roll a 20.
Alright, so you have 2 rounds until you begin drowning in your own blood.
I have to roll a 16 or better.
There you go. Okay.
I draw my long sword. Oh, of course, I already had it ready because we were going to be attacking. But anyways, I heft my longsword. Both hands. Charging mightily.
Hey!
Power attack, leap attack.
Swing, bada, swing!
Okay, something that might actually give me a better roll. So I get a -1 to my attack, and then I get +2 damage, and then I multiply it x2. So on my long sword, I have an attack bonus of +3. It gives me a net of +2. Ready, go!
Ho-ho! Finally. Shield cleave, double damage, and you do normal damage to his shield.
And I get the power attack +2. So that's a d8 +1 +2.
1 + 2 + 2.
Remember, strength and a half.
Yeah, and strength and a half.
So you're power attacking with a two-hand weapon, so there's 3. You get your strength and a half, which is still only 1.
Right.
Multiplied by 2, which is 8.
8. So this plus 8.
Yeah, 2d8 plus 8.
2d8 plus 8?
Double damage.
Double damage.
Oh, that's right. Aha. Eat it, Sigma! 4.
So he's up 12. To 12.
Ow! And I did normal damage to his shield.
That's right.
Was that enough to do anything to it?
No.
No.
He doesn't have a shield.
Oh, okay.
Misha. Well, he's not melee. Ah! Hits. Of course, now they're going to put him down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then we go to Newt. He's not firing in melee.
There's the bug. It's not in melee.
All right. Anudrea. Then we go on to the fire beetle.
It was hungry for your flesh again.
3 points of damage. As it begins clamping down on you. The fire beetle's the most deadly one here. Who knew? Jessica.
Told you, death from below.
Alright,
You can get into the same space as the chair, yeah?
Possibly. Sorry. Well, actually, no. Since you said someone was coming, I'll put my bow away and pull out my... my mace. Did he give me the +1 flail?
No.
Or did he just let me borrow it?
Okay. He let you borrow it.
Okay, that's what I thought. So I have my mace, because I don't think great swords can be very useful in this tight quarters. So I'm pretty sure you guys can take that guy down by yourself.
Okay. Now we go down to the bandit.
Wait, do I still have... Did I return it? Because we're still dealing with the bandits. Oh, well. I erased it. Means I gave it back to him without ever using it.
Nice try.
Okay. Then we go to the mighty Ryan. What are you doing first?
Yeah, you can free fire there if you wish. Since I didn't move.
I was going to smack it in free fire.
Okay.
Make another fortitude save to make sure you don't drown.
He's doing the swing first. Which he fails. Now the fortitude fails. Now he free fives. Next round, if he fails, he'll be... The turn after that, he'll have to start drowning.
And then I'm going to drown, because I have to roll a 16 or better.
You bennies.
Yeah, I was going to say. I feel no sympathy. You still have 3 bennies.
Even with 3 bennies.
And we're an hour in, and you still have all 3 bennies. Man, I'm not doing my job. Okay.
I only have 2.
I'm going to spend a move of action swinging in all directions to do a spin attack on him and then stab him. Yay!
It's possible to crit with a longsword.
Confirm crit? No.
No, no confirmed.
Bleh. Die.
Alright, top of the round.
I am warrior!
Misha's not too terribly worried about the... She'll call her dog back. She'll begin watching that direction. Are you okay? Oh my goodness! Drink a healing potion!
I did.
It's not helping? That's about all the help that mage is worth.
Oh no, not again!
What the hell?
Should I leave the beetle alone? Like I said!
What the hell is with this beetle?
Hey, did it move into my attack of opportunity range?
No, it just free-fived. That's all it had to do.
Crap.
How many hit points do you have left, dude?
Six.
Oh my good lord. Alright. His pincers pierce through your forearm, and you drop your longsword. And you take 5 points of damage.
Dude, ow. That is a demon beetle.
Apparently the sausage empowered it.
Yes, it was the sausage of ogre power.
The sausage of ogre power. Jessica, this...
Your brother's dying.
It's taken 4 hit points.
Really?
As like his mouth pierces his arm, he's like,
really? Really?
My lung.
Your forearm.
No, beetle. 17.
You hit. It's got 1 hit point. Bonk.
I know it's sending that.
Alright, Ryan, give me another fortitude.
Can I assist?
No.
Can't assist on fortitude.
Alright, next turn you begin drowning. He has to make this fortitude save.
There's nothing we can do about it except for spin bennies.
Yeah.
Wait, if he's not going to spin bennies, I'm not going to bother. Okay. Alright.
Next round.
Yeah, you have 6 seconds. Hold on. First you succeed your fortitude save. Now go ahead.
I didn't succeed. I have a +4.
To avoid drowning. Now you do the DC 20 to see if you stop drowning.
Okay. Didn't make it.
Okay. So, now it's... Hold on. Next turn. So far we're at 1 Benny. You're not doing this correctly. Move your dice aside. Okay. So what are you guys doing with the 6 seconds where he's on the ground gargling?
Well, if he's drowning...
Dude, I'm not a medic. I could be merciful!
Dude!
Okay, I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do. Do I see where his lung was punctured?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do...
Fill it with water. Wait.
No.
Then he's actually drowning. Something other than blood.
What I'm going to do is... I think I'm going to have to do this with one of my vials.
Scoop out his blood?
No.
They're going to punch out all your blood.
No. What I'm going to do is... like, use my sword or something to, like, chop off one end of one of the vials. And I'm going to stick the smooth end, the side that has the cork, shove that into his lung, and turn him on his side.
All right, so what you do is you break
the vial.
You open it, you get out the vial, and you break it. That's this turn.
Okay.
Jessica, you watch in horror. Okay. She attempts to give you mouth-to-mouth. News like, jeez. Oh, great. It sounds reasonable. Pump air into your lungs. Alright, now Ryan, first give me a fortitude save to avoid dropping to 0 hit points.
Oh, I got a 20.
You succeed. Now roll to see if you stop drowning.
No.
Okay. You are still drowning. Okay. Now we go to the next round. You stick it in his lung so his... And then turn it. So his lung will begin draining through said pipe.
Thank you.
Okay. Give me a fortitude save to avoid dropping to 0 hit points.
Got a 20.
Go ahead and give me a fortitude save to stop drowning.
There we go.
Okay. With the mouth-to-mouth, which does actually help because it's pumping air into one of your lungs, and the vial draining it out, your body eventually kind of, you know, kind of tries to seal that thing off.
Okay.
It realizes to stop pumping blood into that region. I don't know how the heck that's supposed to work. That's what the card says, DC 20 to stop.
Especially your lung heals over.
Yeah. The small puncture wound that he had caused. The red blood cells go, nope!
Stop it. We are forming a line here! Form the defensive line!
The way that was is, first you roll to drown. And then you roll to stop. For your body to heal that section over. To scab over. To clot. Mm. So you formed a clot. That's what the DC 20 was.
I see.
The effects of the drowning, and then to stop drowning.
So what is the DC on the drowning?
It's 10 plus 2 for every round past the first one. So it was 10, 12, 14, and you made all of those. If you would have failed them, you would have reduced it to 0 hit points. Anywho. So.
I just used a vial to drain your blood from your lungs.
Cool. It apparently helped.
You got really messy in here real quick. Half my potion?
Hold on, let me pull this out.
It was attached to his mouth.
What? You've got the pierced forearm.
I like the noise that it made.
Hold on. I'm summoning a cleric. Stand close. You can channel for all of us.
Everyone heals 2 hit points.
Woohoo! Something. And for the second round, heal me.
It's only there for one round because you're a level 1 wizard.
Yeah, you last since 6 seconds.
Low level summoners aren't exactly the best unless you focus in conjuration. Angry Ryan face.
Fine, then just heal me.
Oh, okay. Five.
Here.
Six.
You. Whiner, you got one Benny left. Have fun.
Stupid beetle.
Epic kobold. Epic beetle.
Crit on me 3 times.
Twice.
Twice.
It was only twice. And he only does...
Sorry, the other one was a 19.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What did I have to hit that soldier with after I critted on him? Like, how much damage did he have left?
That guy?
Yeah.
You did, what, 12?
Yeah.
They have 16 hit points each.
Ah, okay. So the 4 was enough to drop him.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I suggest we keep moving, considering the guy behind us had stopped.
That's a really great idea.
This is new. Looking down the tunnel.
We should definitely keep going.
Let's go here and ambush him. Dancing lights down the tunnel. All
right. With the dancing lights, you of course don't see anything because it's still too far off. But Newt, with low light vision, and you with low light vision,
and Misha,
now can all have notice checks. Yeah. Because Newt was sitting there trying. He's like.
For 14?
You beat her 5. Yeah, that's Dayla.
Thought so.
And she's got a sheep.
Why did you bring Ordona down here?
And you see she's kind of got this, you know, black makeup right here. She's kind of put it on her arm. You see her kind of walking along holding a torch. And you guys call her and she's like...
What are you talking about, Afton?
You realize you're holding your torch to... Oh... Why in the world would you conceive of inventing such a tale, Newt? That's so silly of you.
The normal humans can't actually see down there.
There's nothing down there.
Newt, you know it's just another fire beetle. And we don't want to mess with fire beetles.
I'm giving sense motive, guys. Huh? Fire beetle?
So I'm like, why would you make this up? I'm like, well, there was a fire beetle in here, and they do glow a little bit. Maybe that's the light they're talking about.
You're kind of like...
And proof that 19. They can't be mean.
Yeah, you. Something's fishy about these two, but...
Yeah. I trust my brother.
But of course you're probably not... Okay...
Well, if it's just a beetle, let's keep moving.
I look in Dayla's direction and I go...
Can she see us?
Yeah, because you guys have a light source.
Okay.
But she doesn't. She put out her torch.
Yes. I sort of look at her, look down at the sheep.
You see, it's kind of muzzled. But in its muscle, you see like an apple.
Like a, better take care of that or I'm going to kill you.
You don't have to be so vicious to the fire beetle, dude.
I mean, you know, it's...
I mean, seriously, just nearly killed
I'm a little upset at the fire beetles right now because he totally, you know, they punctured my brother's lung and I had to waste a vial on it. It's just not... I don't like it.
She actually have any form of healing?
I think druids do.
Hold on, let me load up her character sheet.
I'm just asking for the skill, not, you know, her actual one spell. Or two spells.
No, I have a glass tube.
My tuba.
I use it as my new instrument because my ocarina got taken by LucasArts.
Except it's got your brother's blood on one side of it. The other side is shards of glass.
So which do you prefer, a shard of glass that would soon be your blood, or your brother's blood?
She kind of takes some herbs, kind of chews it up, tells a paste and kind of rubs it on the area. Does a tree or forearm, too. It goes numb really fast. Not your entire forearm, just this section, you kind of...
That's strange, but cool.
And your side, too, like...
I feel invincible. 3 hours later. Ah!
No, 3 hours later, he's dead because he felt invisible.
Jeez.
Well, I suggest we take up a defensive position because he successfully blew the horn. Mm-hmm. We have to keep that in mind.
That's a good call. Actually, I say that we keep going, but we march in rank. Because there's no sense in waiting here for the attacker.
It's true.
Unless we feel like we can ambush him.
There's really no place to ambush. If they think we're going to be here, they're going to know it. I'm pretty sure they're going to presume we are.
As an example, let's say we had somebody wait down here in this little alcove. One or two people, because Newt could go there too. And that way we could just draw them in back here. And when they see them coming, they can come in and we flank them all. Depending, I mean, however many there are.
By the way, also in here are 3 bedrolls.
Neat. So, I mean, at the very least, we could have a couple of people come in from the back.
Definitely probably take those.
I'm looking at this. This is probably the best defensive position we can have. Because this funnels them in slightly, and we can use this furniture to our advantage.
Good call.
Yeah.
So, yes, execute. I say we have one person sneak down this direction and then draw them in this way when they get spotted.
I guess I know who's going to be volunteered for that one.
All right. Well, before you go, we have to set up.
Okay, well, you guys can set up. I'll be one of them that just chills back here.
Okay. Now, we're going to need you guys' thoughts. Do you think we should put the barricade in this room or have it hidden under here, have the light source in here so they think it's in here?
Well, if you put the barricade out here, they're going to know something's wrong.
If they see it.
Well, if they see it, but yeah. I mean, they'll have their own light source, which means that when they come in...
And they're probably going to...
Their light source will see the barricade.
Yes.
And they'll know something's weird. So we should put the barricade in here.
I suppose it is possible. I'm thinking that they're going to put the light out.
Okay.
But I'm just looking for suggestions. We could put it, like, right here in front of the little niche that you guys have. So if they approach with the light... You know, it would only go yay far.
Okay.
And whatever. Then refocus on the light that's in here.
Where do you want to put the barricade then?
Right here. Right in front of this little niche.
Okay, so then should I just pop my head out, duck down, and fire arrows or something?
Because that's when another thing we can do is we can have a small barricade here for you and a small barricade here for us. So when they come around the corner, that would slow them down, and that would literally anyone.
So you feel like we have enough material for two barricades?
Possibly. Two chairs and a table.
And some crates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
If you want to do that.
Well, the thought that
we just move the torch inside here.
Originally, the thought that I had was if I could come in from the back...
Do you want me to rub it?
I could flank them while you guys are on the inside.
The thing is, we don't know how many they're going to be.
That's true. So...
And as far as another... gonna bring like two or three like they had in here to fit easily in here to be flanked. I'm pretty sure they're gonna stay back here.
I think so.
And probably shoot at us or throw something at us.
Okay. Alright, well,
that's the torch.
I guess I'll just call it good.
That's neat. Does it burn?
No.
I believe that's an ever-burning torch.
Neat.
What?
An ever-burning torch.
Right.
Give me spellcraft. It's a simple alchemical good, so it's only like a 10.
Yeah, I got it. It's an ever-burning torch. It doesn't burn to the touch, and it never goes out.
That's useful. So anyway, yeah. So we'll start constructing that.
New comes back and he's drenching wet.
He is.
300 feet, there's a waterfall. Oh. Just to let you know.
So are we expecting people from that direction or no?
I don't think so. They might have heard it. Waterfall's really loud, though.
Yeah.
And it kind of sneaks up on you.
Well, good thing you caught yourself before you flew.
Cavefish.
Okay, well.
The dog goes up.
It was a good plan, at least.
We'll have something to come back to if we ever get ambushed.
Unless you guys want to rest here, because I know someone's half dead already.
That's true.
Because you decided to piss off a beetle.
I'm pretty much where I was. Only four down from where I started.
Okay, let's rest.
And a healing potion and a cleric.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you guys have three bedrolls if you guys didn't actually have any bedrolls.
Yes, I do.
I do as well.
Miraculously, I have a Masterwork backpack, but no bedroll. So I take one.
They're actually in surprisingly clean condition.
Oh, good.
I mean, no lice, no nothing. Strange.
I now have a bedroll.
Hey, look! Five aces. I win.
You notice he had a sixth one up his sleeve.
Ah, six aces, beat that.
Ooh, I check out their equipment.
They have a quarterstaff, a dagger, a sap. Ooh, they actually have masterwork studded leather.
Oh.
And each of them is carrying two sets of manacles.
Uh-huh. Ooh, I take the manacles!
Obviously, yeah, I'll take some of the manacles.
So there's a total of six manacles.
Who wants some? You? You want any?
Not really.
You and I can share. Three each?
Sure.
Cool.
And they're carrying a total of 8 gold between the three of them.
Is it studded leather?
Mm-hmm. Mastercraft studded leather. In addition, there is one signal horn.
We can use this.
Yeah.
Let's see how long she takes. No, she's still writing. She's still waiting. Still waiting.
Well, it's not like we're being quiet at this time, so she could probably hear us. Oh, let's rest here for now.
I will wander off down. I'm going to go check on the fire beetle.
All
right,
careful.
We're going to rest a while, so do you want anything?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
I already ate my lunch.
Yeah? Oh, that sucks. Okay, I leave the trail rations that she made for us before we left. I give it back to her.
Yeah, so she's like...
I stroke Ordona. I'm sorry, baby. We gotta make sure that nobody knows you're here because Dayla's being secretive for some reason, and I don't know what it is. I love you too. I stick part of the trail rations in her mouth. I say you eat your vegetables or you are not getting dessert. Alright then. I see how it is. I come back to the camp. Fire wheels are gone. We're safe.
You're like,
praise the Lord! Alright.
So, you guys will rest for 8 hours.
During that 8 hours, I'm going to see if maybe Newt can work up a key to work in these manacles.
They have keys on them.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Oh.
Oh, good. Okay, so we have manacles with keys.
Does
a signal horn?
Yeah, she does. Okay.
And so we gain how many? 4 hit points.
4.
I'm up to 12. I didn't lose any of that fight.
I'm up to 16. Mm. A little over half. Okay, I'll let the dog out first.
Jessica, let the dog out.
Who?
Who?
Who? Who? Etc.
Alright, there we go. Where are you going?
Some ice.
Ice, ice, baby. Do 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 do. Do do. Alright.
Oh, I go into Dayla and I like sort of, you know, talk to her real quick. So, why are you following us?
I didn't want to stay behind.
Why are you sneaking around? Why don't you just come and be part of the party?
Because Billy would be angry. He always gets angry about things like that.
Gosh, whatever.
I bet he would.
You know
why don't
what?
You ask him?
I'll talk to him about it, okay?
Yeah, why don't you talk to him?
Okay. So I come back, and while we're resting... Hey.
Hey. What's up, Afton?
Hey. Hey.
I'm awake.
Hey. Hey. I got a question.
An answer. I might.
Good. So, you know, I'm really thinking we should have brought Dayla with us.
Why?
Because, like, you know, she might feel left out or something if we leave her back there. Seriously, like, she's sitting there cooking us food all the time, and how do we repay her by leaving her behind? That's just not fair.
It's for her own good. To keep her safe and protected.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, what if...
No, nothing against Dayla, but she can't handle herself with and an actual sword fight.
No.
And she would be used against us. Someone could grab her and you hold her hostage and there would be nothing we could do.
Well...
She's a liability in this type of situation.
But she could make us food.
Yes, she is a very good cook. However, we don't have the ingredients nor the means of carrying such ingredients around for an extra period of time.
I mean, we've got
And besides,
fresh fire beetle.
If we get into combat, that means we're either going to leave her behind unprotected in a strange environment, or we're going to be sitting there babysitting her.
See, I agree with the dog.
What'd you name the wolf anyway?
Remus Lupin.
It's a he, you know.
Okay, what'd you name him?
Fury.
Fits him well.
Well, I mean,
it's for her own safety. I enjoy her company, but it's for her own safety. I don't want her to get hurt.
Yeah, I agree. She shouldn't get hurt either. But yes. But what if she was able to hold her own in a fight? Like, she could use one of these quarter staffs. I bet you that'd be, you know, she's good with quarter staffs.
She has no training whatsoever how to fight.
It's not that hard to use a quarter
staff. Oh yeah, it's a simple weapon. That's, you know.
Hey. Yes, it is a very simple weapon, but it's more than just trying to swing and hit. Come on, you have to hold it a specific way. It's like a crossbow. You don't just point and shoot.
Well, Andre's like,
well, you kind of do.
You don't?
No, there is a special function, aiming. You have to hold it properly. Your hand's a little low. There you go. Balance.
You have to aim a quarterstaff?
Is this how I'm supposed to hold it?
Yes, thankfully it's not loaded.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I'm much better with a wand than spellbook.
Okay, well, yeah.
You don't hold like this. You don't hold it like this.
Okay, so
you hold it like this.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Anyway, I mean, I was just thinking hypothetically, not like, you know, she's actually following us or anything, but she's not. So.
It's fine. She's safe back in town.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so I pick up one of the quarterstaffs and I just sort of meander off with it.
You see her holding the torch like.
I walk up to her. I don't even say anything. I just hand her the quarterstaff and I adjust her hands on it. Pat her on the head. I shrug. Go back to camp. Sorry.
She sits there with a quarterstaff next to the sheep.
vicious sheep.
Well,
it's a guide sheep.
It's got mad sheep's disease. Alright, after resting for, you know, 8 hours or so.
Can you turn the thingy back on?
Oh.
Or so, because...
Yeah, I turned it back on.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. It's been back on. Evie has stolen your spot.
Probably not for long.
Whatever, I'm gonna kick her out here in a second.
Alright.
She's probably gonna come to you here in a second.
You guys will head off as you guys?
Head off as we what?
You guys will head off and a few as you guys begin leaving it there, you guys do begin to actually hear a waterfall.
Okay.
As you guys pass through it, it will extinguish any non-magical source of fire.
Ooh, it's a good thing we have the ever-burning torch. I mean, the torch that doesn't stop burning.
This is the torch that always burns. And well, as you guys actually... Yes, the fat cat is now glaring at you.
Actually, she's kind of ignoring him.
Yeah, she is.
Once you guys kind of pass the...
Waterfall.
You'll notice that the water actually begins kind of rising as the tunnel's obviously going down.
Okay.
How far did you adventure in this?
I think there's an exit on the other side. I saw some light.
Okay. Before we go into the water, I'll start packing, you know, all my stuff into my backpack best I can. And hold it over my head just in case this is deep water.
It is deep water. Eventually you guys will be completely submerged as the tunnel dips down far enough that you guys actually have to go underwater.
Okay.
Being a single swim check.
Okay. I bust out my wooden raft.
It the one that dips down to... into the water, dude. You have to go under the water.
In which case, I will...
Do I need to draw it out for this group?
No, I'm good.
I got it.
I will take off my armor then.
Okay. Single swim check. All this is a simple DC 10.
Okay.
Failure by 5 means you...
I got it.
Alright.
I don't fail by 5.
Alright, so he's floundering in the water. Passed. Hold on. Let me roll for everyone else. I got that.
Second.
Anyadrea passes with her live, supple body. Misha is forcing her dog under the water. Newt makes it just fine.
Struggling with the dog.
There, finally. Several rounds later.
Okay. I made it safe.
Alright.
I'll begin putting my armor back on.
After you guys emerge, you guys are in a giant cavern. A massive cavern with a single beach leading out and another tunnel that seems to head off in another direction. A camp has been... The cave is home to thousands of fire beetles who cling to the ceiling and walls, providing enough light that not only lights up the cave, but actually makes it fairly bright.
Don't attack any of them.
I figured that one might be trained. I don't know.
There's... you'll notice on the floor... You guys would know, as common knowledge, that fire beetles, as they grow older, grow larger. And this appears to obviously be some sort of fire beetle graveyard. As on the ground, in the sandy beach area, you can see several dozen of these large fire beetle shells, which you can see bandits have kind of made homes out of. You can see that there's actually a small town here, including a large pool and several other amenities, where you can see that some of them are fishing, and the pool actually goes off into another area. You can see that there are dozens of bandits kind of milling about, and they kind of take a look at you guys. You guys new?
Who are the reinforcements?
What group you guys?
The one in the cathedral.
Oh! Black Feathers.
Right.
Oh, cool.
Put my armor back on.
Welcome to Beetleton.
Thanks. Well,
you guys don't have a pub, do you?
Oh, the first thing we set up. Let me see if I've got its name written down. Dun, 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 dun. Ha! Beetle Brew. Over there. You guys look kind of messed up.
Well, we ran into some trouble when some adventurers came through.
God, I hate adventurers, dude.
They thought they knew what they were doing. Tried to sneak up on us. We totally heard them coming.
Let me guess. Heavy armor.
Yeah.
That's a nice breastplate.
Thanks.
Then he kind of stops and looks at Misha and Anya Trey goes... Women.
Back off.
Oh, they're yours?
Well, that one is.
It is an elf, but it's been so long. It's me just like... Fury. Is your dog okay?
I'm sorry, it's not forming yet.
Good dog. Welcome to Beetleton. Might want to check in with Alexander. He always likes to know who's in town.
Thanks. What was your name?
Stu.
Thanks, Stu.
So, just as a general description, there's on the beach, there's a pier that heads out towards the tunnel with large amounts of water. Several other areas, you can see a large kind of, a bigger one that seems to be kind of a barracks, where you can see people just kind of moving in and out. There's several other ones that are dedicated to what you could actually call normal towns events. are normal town goods. There's like a general store, there's a weapons area, you can see that they've got a pub, and kind of set aside off on an overlooking mound of sand, you can see what you can guess is probably Alexander's shell. Tied up at the pier are a couple, imagine nothing bigger than like rowboats. But you can see that there are dozens of different bandit groups here. All of them are proudly wearing their colors on their studded leather armor or their leather armor. And you can see that this is a conglomeration of several different bands of bandits. Which, of course, is disturbing to you guys because that means the bandits are organized. You guys get used to the light. Don't look up.
Gotcha.
Have a good one.
Same.
Hey, Stu?
Yo.
Just in case, on the off chance you happen to see a young woman with a sheep, this is after they've gone on.
Okay.
I sort of hang back. Give me a heads up. I'm expecting a message.
A woman with a sheep?
I know it's weird. It was one of those secret messages. I'm supposed to watch for the woman with the sheep. Don't ask me. It's weird.
You guys are so strange.
That's how we do it on the surface, buddy.
She's a natural swimmer. Okay. Alright, so where do you guys go? Because Misha's like, as you guys notice, a swath of dirty, stinky men.
Before we go to the head tent, I suggest we just relax. Look around. See what
we find all a room, here. Maybe.
See who's all here.
Mm-hmm.
Relations.
Alright. So you guys head to Beetle Brew?
I'm going to check out... I'm going to, like, sort of talk to the people there and ask whatever I can about Alexander. See, like... You know, ask if maybe I can be put on his guard duty. See if I can get anything out of him about how many people are with him. When they might change shifts. Stuff like that.
Let's see. Asking for rumors specifically around Alex. Alright, go ahead and roll it.
Diplomacy, yeah?
Yep. Let me know if you actually roll a natural one.
Oh, fuck it. Ah. 4 plus 6, 10.
Yeah. Have you bought me a drink recently?
Why, yes. As a matter of fact, I have.
Oh, okay. You want to know about Alex, huh? Let's see what this guy knows about Alex. He knows the second one about Alex. Oh, I'm sorry. This place is called Grox Grog. I'm sorry. I screwed that one up.
There's a second one.
This used to be Beetle Brew until Grok moved in.
Yeah.
Because Grok is actually a... What was Grok?
Sounds orcish.
Yeah.
Grok is half ogre, half orc.
I don't want to do
it. You want a drink?
He's an ogrog.
An orog, as they're called.
Oh, I see.
Alright. Dude. So you want to know about Alex?
Mm.
Alex is mean. He's a real ass. But he is nothing compared to Samantha. Dude, she is so brutal. I swear she has some major issues.
Who's Samantha? Is that his wife?
Yeah, it's his girl. She's got some real rage issues.
What makes her especially angry?
Apparently men.
She okay around women, though?
I don't know. There aren't many women down here.
Right.
Wish we'd had some women down here. Dude, we should go kidnap some prostitutes or something. You know where any good prostitutes are?
No.
But I think I saw an elf running around somewhere nearby.
An elf?
Yeah.
Oh.
She has a really nice dog. You should pet him.
Oh. Elf woman. It's been so long.
What's her name? Misha. Her name's Misha.
Maybe I'll find her and go talk to her.
That's a good idea. Hey, and I'll tell you what. If you hear anything else about Alex, come on back. I'll buy another drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Stole it.
That's kind of cool. Who'd you steal it from?
Dwarf.
And it fits you?
Surprisingly. Huh.
That's cool. Aw, dude. Can I see your sword?
You can look.
Yeah, dude, I'm just gonna look. Damn! That's a big sword.
Yes, works very well at cleaving people in half.
What do? Cut horses in half?
No, I like horses.
Seriously, dude, that's messed up. Did you also get that one from the dwarf?
No. That's some puzzles.
You got it from a gnome.
Can't remember where. Where'd you get it?
Now you sincerely can't remember.
Not like...
It was in the same room you guys got the glaive, because it was a great sword and a glaive.
Yep. Right.
Oh, we did?
Into the pile of skulls.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a completely different...
Nope.
Okay.
Same place.
Where that ghoul jumped out and attacked me after.
Oh, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
Breathed fire into its face.
This ghostly thing.
Ghostly thing? Dude.
Dude, he looked dead, but he stood back up.
Dude, I hate the undead. Dude. Dude. Let me buy a beer.
Nice.
Grog has to be the worst stuff on the planet. But don't tell him.
Mm-hmm. Bought an ogre once. Didn't go very well. We downed it, but it hurt.
So you fought undead, killed the dwarf, and... Dude, you're a badass.
Yeah, I know.
And you just bought me a drink. You should buy me another.
No, this is like shit.
It's you and Anya Dre are kind of sitting over in the back corner going...
This is dirty.
Is this what all boys smell like when they get congregated in large groups?
Just bandits. Did you notice there's no showers here? Or bath tins? Whatever we bathe in these days.
Baths.
This place is grody.
You said there's a beach? Does that mean that there it like goes off onto into some water?
Yeah.
Okay. They can go bathe in that.
But do they?
They don't. Fresh or salt?
This is fresh.
Okay.
After a while, I'm actually going to start wandering around and asking about the different bandit groups.
Alright, give me gather information.
Their colors.
Diplomacy?
Mm-hmm.
What they stand for and stuff like that. It's, 22.
Alright. There are currently 5 different groups. 6 different groups. Okay. 2 of them are currently gone. They're supposed to be returning soon.
Okay.
Alright. You have the Shankers. They tend to use daggers. This isn't stuff you really need to write down.
I thought about it too.
I was just being a good player.
Oh, go ahead and write it down. Well, actually, now that I think about it, if you guys want to turn them against each other, you might want to write them down.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I'm gathering information. Getting someone
to come with us to go fight Alexander.
All right, go ahead and write them down then.
Shankers.
Shankers.
So I was thinking,
Because there's so many bandits here. It would take a quite fear.
They signify themselves back to wearing a silver feather in their hats. Or hair. Or somewhere on their body.
Okay.
Bridge burners. They tend to have red somewhere on there.
Yeah, they burn bridges.
Highwaymen. They wear face masks. Dukes. There's no physical marker of a duke, but you'll know when you meet a duke.
They're assholes.
Yeah. Then there's the Brax.
B-R-A-K?
K-S. They're known for black-gray outfits. And the sixth group is actually Alexander's followers. They all have a fist somewhere on their attire. Like, they'll have a belt buckle with a fist, or they'll have a tattoo of a fist, or they'll have something on their shirt.
And then the one that Stu said that was part of the cathedral were the black feathers?
Mm-hmm. That's one of the groups that's missing. They usually identify themselves by having a black feather somewhere on there. I forgot to mention that when you guys were there. And then the other ones I forgot to mention, are the woodsmen. They're dirty, unkempt, and tend to just stay in the woods. Guess where they were?
No complaints.
That's right. I'm going to put woodsy.
All right.
The Shanks don't like the Brax. And the... Try to look at the...
Highwaymen, Dukes, Bridgeburners.
Bridgeburners don't like the Dukes. But the Highwaymen and Alex's followers, those are actually close allies of each other. All the other relations are just fairly neutral. Okay. In addition, what you'll find out is the majority of them are the bandits. Most of them have kind of renounced the title of bandit and tend to go for more slavers, because that's how they're earning most of their money at this point.
Who keeps most of the money? Alexander? Or does each group have their own
pot? Well, each group has their own pot, and each of them kicks off a 10%, gives Alex a 10% kickback. Okay. What you also find out, because you're gathering information specifically about this, alright, the two rumors that go with this is that a lot of the guys, they kind of feel bad because one of the primary buyers is Siren, so they're selling off their countrymen to, you know, be slaves to the Siren, but, you know, that's the economy, so it's nothing personal. In addition, you'll also find out that one of the other buyers is known as the First Buyer. He was dubbed that by Alexander, but not a lot of people know what the First Buyer does. All that they know is he's creepy as hell, and they hear all these rumors. Rumor has it that he's a drow. Rumor has it that he's half drow, half ninja.
What?
Yeah. So the First Buyer and Siren are the two largest buyers of slaves. Third comes in Runmore. Fourth comes in as personal owners.
Who's Siren again?
They're basically an Arab-like nation that lives directly to the north. They're at war with Runmore, which is an English-like nation to the south.
Okay. We're cut in the middle.
Right.
And they fight their wars on your guys' land. Tear up your farms, pillage your villages, you know, that sort of stuff.
we get raped and nobody else cares.
Yep, because Arcadia is so heavily divided that they can't do anything to stop it.
All right. Well, you're the one that found the information. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm going to go actually stand by on the beach, away from the commotion of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that way it's just a kind of secluded area.
All right.
Okay.
Hopefully you guys will follow eventually.
Sure.
Okay. Your group will congregate over there. Misha's dog has kind of, you know, some blood on its lower lip.
Did you bite someone?
Yes, I've had 6 offers already.
Congratulations.
Someone could claim you. Just suggesting.
Anyway,
I don't like this place.
Yeah, this place kind of sucks. Anywho, I found some information on the different groups they have here. There's apparently 8 of them. 2 of them we've already dispatched, so it leaves 6, including Alexander's group. Remember, quickly, the Shankers do not like. Upside down. The Brats. How about this? The silver do not like the black. And the red doesn't like the assholes. However, the face and the fist get along just fine.
So tarnished silver and chapped ass cheeks, but punching is fun.
You guys see Stu heading in your direction.
I go apart from the party and meet him.
Your sheep's here.
Oh, okay, good.
Captain!
Thanks, where?
Well, the sheep and the girl are headed off towards the tavern.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I
give him a couple of coppers.
Oh, thanks, dude.
What's up? He was telling me that they got a new drink over at the tavern. I'm gonna try it out. I'm thirsty, okay?
Fine, bring it back out here so I can finish talking to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not for us, too.
Yay, whatever. You, give me, show me the money. Yeah, okay, fine. So, I go into the tavern.
You see all the guys like, hi. Hi. You see Taylor sitting there with a sheep. Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Afton.
Hi, sweetie. Sorry. Guys, come on, back off. This is my girlfriend. Oh. How's it going? I put my arms around her in a sort of a loving, awkward...
As all the guys are like... They start taking things, form him into boobs and kind of...
One dude has a hot towel from the bar. Oh! Oh! Look, everybody's out at the beach. They're talking about what they want to do next.
So what should I do?
I don't think you'll be safe here. You might have to chill out next to the waterfall for a while.
I know. Hey, barkeep. You want me to serve drinks?
You know, she'll probably bring in a lot of business. Yeah, she's really good with keeping
with her hands,
keeping keeping men happy with the drinks.
You guys,
see?
All the way off of the beach, you guys hear a salute at the tavern.
So,
is he buying them around?
All you all you need to do is, you know, give her a good wage and she'll make it worth your while. Right. But if any of you guys, Steven, so much as touches her, I'll find out and I'll get my big brothers to beat you up.
You mean your one big brother?
They're bigger than me. They're big brothers.
Give me intimidate.
Yeah. Oh!
All right. Fine. Yeah.
It's like a solid badass.
Wait, yeah. You're talking about the badass who killed the ogre and the chick who has the... Okay, no.
Yeah, that's right. We got into the band of business together. You better believe he's going to take your guts out.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, this sheep... not food. Thank you. That is all. I get around to drinks, carry it outside. Told you the drink was really popular.
Thanks for the free drink.
I offer it to the elf. I offer it to the dog.
Please don't get my wolf drunk.
Not enough alcohol in it.
It is large.
So anyway, like I was saying, aside from those few, everyone else is pretty neutral. I'm pretty sure if we get enough money involved, they'll be fine.
By the way, as you guys are now kind of looking at from this angle, you know, down towards the beach as opposed to being actually in the huts, you guys get a nice clear shot up at Alexander's
Shell.
You guys notice that there's a really big vault door behind it.
Like, in the side of the mountain kind of thing?
Yeah, inside the wall. It's head into a wall. Behind it. Now that you guys actually are away from the general milling about of people. Mm-hmm. Although you'll see that there's actually people, you know, slowly congregating in the general direction of the tavern.
It's a popular drink, what can I say?
I'm gonna have to get some later.
I hate it.
Dude, it's the grog. It's made to peel off paint from walls, and it also happens to be alcoholic.
Well, only because it's been sitting around for a while.
I guess if you're sitting down here for days and days, even this tastes good.
So, I think that we can probably get those few that don't like each other to work out their grudges.
Well, maybe if we get them all really drunk, then they could, their inhibitions would be lower.
Oh, I don't think that'll be a problem.
In all honesty, the majority of them do look distracted right now.
It looks like the bars is pretty much the only thing to do in the town.
They need a bigger bar.
What's our aim here? Do we need them to fight each other? All of them?
We just need them to be fighting each other enough.
Well, in all honesty,
we can go in and take.
I can't take care of all these guys.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. Well, I have full confidence in you, brother, but I wouldn't expect you to.
So I'm thinking if we go after the head honcho, these guys are going to probably team up on us.
Right.
So it was a backup plan. Because I'm pretty sure the moment we try something, something's going to go off.
Right.
I think what we should try and do is get those four groups to fight each other, and then the last group to act as kind of like a policing force, like, you know, hey guys, break it up.
Hey Newt,
beat them.
Yeah.
Submission, and then we go and take out.
Let me see that lock. I have an idea. Right now, this popular drink is getting a lot of the bandits into the tavern.
You plan on locking the door?
Not a bad idea. Something I gotta do first, though. Trust me. I got this.
How many bandits can actually fit in there?
Not that many. And the door's open.
Oh, you can't lock it?
Oh, you could lock it, but the door probably won't stay terribly locked terribly long.
Okay. Well, what I'm wanting to do is just... I'm hoping to cause a mild pandemonium, i.e. bar fight, and then prevent people from leaving too quickly before somebody else pulls them back into the fight again. So they're busy with each other, and then when they attempt to leave, it'll slow them down by maybe a round.
All how you want to try and do it. Okay. But starting a bar fight will be very noticeable.
Right. That's... I'm just saying that's the plan so that I can put it into effect when and if we need to.
Okay.
Because right now we've got a good number of men already in the bar. So we can keep them occupied if we needed to. Anyways, on to the actual inciting of rebellion.
Yeah. You guys are probably planning inciting rebellion at this point because it's 10:30 and everyone's pretty damn tired. I'm tired. Jay looks kind of tired. Ryan's sick. You're wired. So, alright. Let's figure out what you guys are doing. Go ahead. Keep going.
Well, we kind of already... Well... I wanted to figure out, did I get specifically what they didn't like about each other?
Not really. It's just kind of more like a general feeling. You think it's more like these were grudges that they had before.
Yeah,
before they all got together. But the money is good enough that they're putting aside their differences for now.
We could always plant some money and claim that somebody else is stealing from another bandit group.
Good. The thing is, what is keeping these guys in line? Do you think it's fear?
Fear or money?
Well, right now they're earning decent pay.
Yes, but considering how... They were probably earning it... Probably not as much, but a good amount of coin just being bandits. And just looking at the size of the groups with their own colors, some of them are decent sized.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they were successful.
Well,
so I'm thinking, it's not necessarily... The money is probably what pulled them in here, but something is keeping them from killing each other.
Well, the one guy...
Because I'm pretty sure some of these guys would kill each other for their money.
Mm-hmm.
So something is holding them back.
Well, the dude I talked to in the bar said that Alex has a girl who has a problem with her temper. So it could be that she's the one that keeps them all in line.
So Alexander isn't the main...
Oh, he could be the brains of the operation. But she might be the taskmaster.
Maybe. Well... Well, we've learned about the groups a little bit. Let's try and learn a little more about Alexander and Samantha. Our cover was like, well, we're going to go meet them for the first time. We don't want to... We want to know what to expect out of them.
Mm. All right, well, go ahead and give me gather information, then.
21.
All right. Alex is always seen wearing his belt because it has magical properties. They say he got it from a nymph that he spent some time with. Yeah.
What?
You guys already got that rumor about Alex, and then the final one is, Alex is a skilled fighter, perhaps the best in the camp, and he's got the strength of an ogre.
I wonder what belt he wears.
Alright, and Samantha. Let's see. You guys already got the fact that she's mean as hell. Samantha's always the one who comes down and talks with the buyers, especially the first buyer. I think she used to be a noble or something. She and her guards live... She, Alex, and all their guards live up there.
Interesting. That's going to be a handful.
right next to the giant creepy door. What's behind the creepy vault door?
Well, whatever we do with the other bandit groups, I think we're going to need to get the highwaymen out of the way, because they're sympathetic to Alex's followers.
Yes.
As I said, I think if we can get enough blood boiling between the factions down here, then the highwaymen could come in as a policing force. I don't know if they're used that way or not, but
you would think. Well, we can ask around.
Yeah.
See what they all do.
Hmm? Sure. What do you want to know?
If they act that way ever.
The people who enforce the rules, people who enforce the rules and settle fights, are Samantha's guards.
Okay.
Samantha and Alex's guards. Their followers aren't necessarily the guards. Those are the bandits that they had beforehand. And the highwaymen are just... They like Samantha and Alex.
Okay.
Their leader is thrown in his lot with them.
I see.
That's what you're getting.
What we could do is we spread rumors that Samantha and Alex are put in favor with...
The highwaymen.
That they're getting more coin for less work. That could upset a few people. Because this is going to take a little while. This isn't going to be over in an evening.
Right. I think what we need to do is stage a couple of
We also need to find a black feather. So we actually look like we're from that group. Misha, do you happen to wear any feathers?
Are you saying because I'm an elven druid I have feathers on me?
Perhaps. No.
I have some white feathers. No. And I find that offensive.
What? I thought you liked birds.
Yeah, I like the birds with feathers on them.
It's kind of like wearing furs.
I don't wear fur.
Keeps it.
She weaves her clothing out of an organic plant material.
She weaves her leather armor out of a organic. Anyhow.
Hey, it's like, what is it? Dark wood. It's just dark leather. Or dark plant.
I wear dark plant.
Plant leather.
Yes.
Pleather.
Pleather.
Yes.
The druid wears pleather. That's disgusting. Anywho.
Okay, so... Yes, what we need to do is stage a couple of altercations. I'm thinking, like, if we want to make the highwaymen look lazy, we should have somebody get kind of, you know, buddy-buddy with one of them, and then, you know, have him kick back, relax, offer him, like, I don't know, like a back rub or something like that. Make it look like he's just laying down on the job, and then, you know, get somebody else to notice and be like, look, check this guy out, or whatever. Something like that. Or, you know, when it comes to the other guys, like I said, you know, slip money in somewhere and be like, dude, he's totally skimping off the top. He's, you know, making his fundage off the side and, you know, totally taking advantage of everybody else. And, you know, or did you hear about how that one guy took a slave for himself and sold it elsewhere?
At this point, you'll notice that about half the town's at the tavern.
Whatever.
Damn good drinks.
Like I'm getting this feeling you didn't give us the correct drinks. I had this earlier. No one thought how many people here.
I mean, don't look at me. These people are hard up for entertainment. They'll do anything. I wasn't too impressed with the drinks either. This is just like what they called the best they had. Whatever.
5 o'clock?
So. You look at your watch in an artificially lit cave.
Yep.
My sundial's off.
Yes. He's pointing a bunch of like, five shadows. Okay.
So, where would you like to start?
How about the pub?
Seems like a decent place. Considering half the town's there, it seems.
Sure, let's go to the pub, order some drinks, mingle, spread rumors.
Better buy a fight.
That works too. However we feel.
Yeah. Hey, let me go check and see if Stu's there real quick. I wouldn't want him to get involved in all of this. He's kind of a good buddy by now, and I just want to check up on him, make sure he's out of harm's way.
You've known him for about 5 minutes.
He gave me a good tip. I want to, you know, take care of him.
He yes. Might,
if I make a good friend out of him, he'll be an ally. He'll give us an in with the rest of the bandits.
All right, I see where you're going. If you think it'll work, go for it.
All right, just give me a second.
You've been waiting through.
I see if I can spot Dayla.
Yeah, she seems to be the center of attention.
Dude, there's a girl serving drinks.
Yeah, I know, she's my girlfriend. Back off.
Dude, I tapped that.
Hey, have tapped it. Get out of my face.
Half of him doesn't know how to do it like a real man.
Keep telling yourself that. All right.
Yeah.
So I go up to Dayla.
My butt is so sore.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Listen, everybody else is outside. They really want to come in. They're pretty much going to start a riot or something. It's going to get pretty hectic, and I don't want Arduino or you to come to any harm. So
okay. Grok.
Yeah, I need a break. I move.
Like parting of the bandit sea.
Yes. Hey, anybody seen Stu?
He's right over here.
Hey, Stu, come here real quick.
What's up? By the way, what's your name?
Jake.
Hi, Jake.
So, here's the deal. I need you to take Dayla and this sheep and make sure they get somewhere safe.
Alright.
I hand them a silver piece. If they're still safe when I come back, I'll double that.
Alright, cool.
Okay.
Alright, let's go someplace safe. Why do you have a sheep?
Same thing. You touch it, you die. Just saying.
Dude, so not my type.
Alright.
Come back, we love you!
Please, continue your revelry.
The highway that made the girl go away.
Oh, man.
Is she coming back?
She's just on break.
Alright. I saw her first. Back off, man.
My girlfriend. I walk out. Okay, guys. It's safe.
Are they sheep down here?
They had mutton on the menu yesterday. They must have something in the back.
Of the shell.
Right. All right. Let's go in and mingle.
You guys notice that everyone's packed in here and they're all like, dude. I have a waitress. She's hot. She's got big boobs and big ass.
Really? I miss Mister.
She's hot.
Where is
so it? Hot.
I don't see any waitresses.
She's on break. Dude, right. The shankers, they kept pinching her ass. And I was like, dude, that's not cool. And we were just like, come on, dude. They're like, what, dude? And we're all like, dude.
Wait. Dude, those shankers are so unclassy.
Where is this guy from?
We'll call him one of the bridge burners.
Okay.
They're just so unclassy, aren't they?
I know, just like those dukes. Seriously.
Dude, I hate the dukes.
I know, right?
dude.
You know what? I think I saw one of the dukes eyeing your drink. I think he was going to steal it from you.
Back off. Oh, pure feather.
It still tastes the same.
It's always the same, dude. They have a waitress. There's a woman down here, other than the elf. And his chick.
I heard there was a new drink or something.
New drink? No, there's never a new drink. It's always Grok's Grog.
Huh. They said there was a new drink.
There was. It was a limited offer. These guys weren't here when it was available.
Mm. He's piling it deeper.
Right, whatever you say, Afton.
Yeah, dude. Dude, the first buyer is supposed to be here soon. Oh, God, I'm so not looking forward to him showing up again.
What's wrong with him?
Well, first, he is terrifying. He's a northerner. He's tall and built like a troll. God, if he didn't pay so damn good, I'd run from this beast. Hmm. Also, he's really friggin' picky on which slaves he takes. He only takes the ones that have some sort of magic talent.
Interesting.
Yeah, dude. I'm so not looking forward to him showing up. He's also the only one who shows up from that tunnel.
Oh.
Is that his main entrance?
Yeah.
Where's that tunnel go?
Oh, no, man. Goes someplace dark and friggin' scary. Nah, I'm you know, manly. I'm not scared of dark or anything, but that...
Like those dukes, totally scared of the dark.
Yeah, I'd bet they pee themselves. No, it's... Something's not right down that way.
Wait. Well, if it involves magic, it makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, we have like 8 Bam. Boxes around. That one always over there. That one yeah, always over there.
That's all the way over there, Jay's way.
And that was further away.
Yeah, Jay's away.
It's okay. I hate magic.
Dude, I don't mind, you know, wizards and sorcerers dying. I think they friggin' deserve it. Stupid, weedy mages.
I'm just tainting the land.
They're just sacrilegious and blasphemous. I mean, seriously.
Totally, because their beliefs go totally against the church.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The 5 say that magic's bad, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody who does magic is just a dork wad.
Yeah. I mean, except for the priests, you know. They do that miracle stuff.
Yeah, it's slightly different. It's not, yeah. You know...
Those druids are also weird.
Rock magic.
Maybe if we kidnapped and sold a druid to the first spire, he'd be happy or something.
Nah,
I doubt it. He's mainly after mages, which is just fine for me. Sell those mages and turn them into pulp for all I care. Is she off break yet? Trump. Alright.
Okay.
What's his story? How'd he get in here? Pointing at Grok.
Grok lived here. Grok had a pub here before we were here.
Is it made out of a shell too?
No, it's this same pub, dude.
Oh.
Did you guys ever ask him?
No, dude. I don't ask an Ogrog questions. He's kind of irritable, you know? Kind of scary, kind of freaky. You know? I'm manly and all, but...
Hey, Grok!
Mmm.
Mind if I ask you a question? Why'd you set up a pub down here?
Making a lot of money now, I guess.
I guess so.
speak common. I could have swore I heard him say a few things.
Move!
I think he does.
Okay. So, guys.
Go drinks.
You ready to implement the plan?
Totally.
Okay. So, I think we should probably be near an exit.
Alright, now the way that inciting a riot works, since that's actually one of the things I figured you guys would probably do, you guys need to have 5 diplomacy checks. Six, since there are 6 factions, to attempt to get them to fight each other. A DC 15 will get them to be unfriendly towards each other. A DC 20 will get them to be outright hostile towards each other. At which point, then, all something is needed is to spark it. So, like, a single punch, a single insult, something like that will start it. However, if you fail 6 before you succeed on 6, they get suspicious and notice that someone's trying to rile up the group.
Can we assist each other?
Yes, you can assist.
I would recommend it.
My bonus is 5.
And I still have 2 bennies this session, and I plan to use them.
Yep.
All right, who's got the best diplomacy? I've got 6.
You 5.
Oh, no, I take it back. 7. All right.
I still have 5.
Assist me.
I assist you.
And now he rolls like a... Oh.
20.
All right. You guys have one group who's more than happy to start a fight. Yeah, those stupid dukes.
I do not assist.
I assist.
15 plus 7 plus 1.
Yeah.
It's 2. It's 2 versus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Plus 2. So, there you go.
Easily succeed.
I hella assist again.
Assist.
So, plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
19.
Jeez. You're really good at riling up crowds.
Hey, guys! Were totally eyeing the chick! What?
She's ours, man!
You know what I've rolled so far?
What? 119.
No. 21.
Wow. I assist.
Jeez. Yeah, I got it.
I assist.
So that's plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's on edge.
Just re-roll it, dude.
20! What?
Assist.
I also assist.
Wait, okay. So that's plus 4.
Uh-huh.
And then a 7 makes it...
11.
Plus 9 is 20.
Nice.
Yeah. So, no one even raising suspicion. They're all just kind of... Everyone at the bar is now kind of sitting there looking at each other like...
Dude, there was a chick. She left. They're having drinks. They're getting a little irritable, a little impatient.
It's hot in here.
Hot.
Yeah. You would think it's hot. You saying something?
You saying something?
I heard him say your mom was fat.
Here's... Give me a blow. Go ahead.
Really? How old are you?
18.
You say what about my mama?
Okay, at the same time, just as the guy's about to take a drink, I stand behind him and shove his shoulder and then duck.
At this point, brawl erupts.
Incidentally, as a bluff, I got a 26. And then I duck out the door. Usher them out of the door, close it, lock it.
Is locking it really even necessary?
I mean...
Guy goes through a window.
It's just one more obstacle. Keep it busy. We can come back and get it later.
Yeah! Do it! Yeah!
Okay, now what?
Now we go and talk to Alex.
Okay, sounds good. Let's go.
Alright, since you guys are honestly probably going to start a fight with Alex...
We could say that to next session.
Yep.
Jessica has a sneer on her face.
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs, and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.